The Gemara Masech Techulin Daf Samach Dal Ramad Aleph teaches us Lefikach Ein Koinen Mehem. One may not purchase from the Akum Beim Trufas Bekara, eggs that are just mixed in a plate, because we need to be concerned that this egg is a non-kosher egg, and we can't tell once it's cracked and mixed how this egg looked, if it had the simanim that our Gemara identifies to make a kosher egg or not. And because of that, paskins the Gemara, you can't buy these eggs from Akum. So Tysus, the very maskil simanim, asks that the minig in those days was that they used to buy baked products from the Akum, and the baked products, their eggs. And the question asked Tysus, how can we buy from Goyim any product that has eggs in it? There are Baim Trufas in the egg. So Tysus answers that most of the eggs that were available where they lived, Tysus says most of the eggs that were available where they lived, were kosher eggs. Ein beim tameis mitzuyim beinenu. There are non-kosher eggs amongst us, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that the egg is not, that the eggs in this product are a non-kosher egg. There are other terutzim that the Rishonim give. Some Rishonim suggest the only time we have to be concerned about buying beim terufas from an akum is when they're selling straight eggs. And we need to be concerned, why are they selling the eggs cracked? They must be trying to conceal something. But if I'm buying a baked good, and in baked goods, there are eggs, so the reason the egg is in that form is because that's how you put eggs into a cake. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned. The Ran along the same line says that we don't have to manufacture chashas. Usually an egg that's used to bake a cake is a whole egg. So we don't have to start being concerned that a different type was used. And the Shach in Sim Pei Vav Sifkot and Lamed along the same line also says, since most cakes, baked goods, are made out of whole eggs, we could follow the Rife. So now we need to think about, can we buy eggs from an Akum or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Vav, Sif Cotton Beis Paskin. Achshav Noagim Likach Beim B'Stam Mikol Adam. The meaning is to buy eggs from anyone. Similar to what Tysus suggests, we don't have non-kosher eggs amongst us. And since, as the Shach also explains, there aren't any non-kosher eggs, we don't need to be concerned. But the Rama is not exactly the same as the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rama, V'dafka v'beim hashchichim, only by common eggs, that beim tanegoilim ma'evs, the egg of a chicken or a goose. Aval ein loichem beim oifish einem shchichim. So you can't buy eggs from a different type of bird. Ach yir b'simonim, until you can identify based on the simonim that we have in our Gemara that the eggs that we're buying have the simonim of a kosher egg. So the way the Shach in Sifkotan Zayin and the Taz in Sifkotan Hay understand the opinion of the Rama, the only time you're allowed to buy eggs from a goy is when we could tell easily that this is a chicken egg. But if you can't easily determine that it's a chicken egg, then you can't buy eggs from an akum. Which this opens up a very serious question. Many eggs that are sold today are sold in the form of an egg powder. They take eggs and they dry them, and then you have an egg powder, and it's sold. And the question is, how could you buy egg powder when you don't see the egg? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's easily understood. Because the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that if the egg, if it's in a place where ein beya oif tamei matzui, where non-kosher eggs are not found, we could be lenient. But that's not the way the Paiskim understand, as we just said, the opinion of the Ramah. According to Ramah, you have to be able to identify that the egg in front of you is a chicken egg. And when you get it in the form of egg powder, you obviously can't tell that it's a chicken egg. So the Taz says in Sifkotten Hey, as we just quoted the Taz, that we don't agree, we don't pass it like the Ramah. And his Raya is from what we began the Shir. The Shir we began by quoting the opinion of the Tosfos, that and the Rashba says the same, that in a place where non-kosher eggs are not found, we could buy any egg, even Beim Trufos, even eggs that don't have a simen. And we can rely on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Moreover, the Michas Yaakov says that it could be that the Ramah agrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and that the Ramah is only referring to a place where I'm buying a whole egg. So in a place that I'm buying a whole egg, the halach is, says the Ramah, look at the egg. And I was thinking pshat maybe, going back to a concept that we've discussed many times in our shiurim, that the Torah, when it comes to Machal Sasuris, the famous word of the Rambam, and Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Torah goes out of its way to speak about v'yivdalta. V'yivdalta teaches us that we have to know and recognize the simonic kashas. But maybe that's only in a situation where that is possible. In a situation where that is not possible, even the Ramah would agree that we could rely on the fact that most eggs that are that the eggs used in the different places that we get the egg powder from, they only use chicken eggs. So the Shalos Teshuvos Chelkas Yaakov in Yoridei Simin Yud Dalid discusses this shaila about egg powder, and he says there are really three issues to be discussed in the shaila. One is the discussion that we just had. When there's no simen on the egg, can you still buy an egg? And he takes the approach, as we just indicated, that certainly the Shulchan Aruch, but according to the Taz and Michas, according to Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, but according to Michas Yaakov, even the Ramah will agree that if the egg powder comes from a place where it's the only type that they only have kosher eggs, we could be more lenient. That's the first shaila he discusses. The second shaila he discusses is the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Vav, Sif Katan Yud, Paskins. Ein Moichrim Bey in the Veil of a Trefil Akum, Shem Yachsvi Kmeru Yisrael. You can't sell a non-kosher egg to a guy because you may sell it to a Jew. Ketzad Yaseh, what should you do? You Trefen Bekara, crack it and sell it that way, Vim Krenel Akum, Shavadei Oz Lo Yikne, then a Jew won't buy it from him. We see the egg in a cracked form by the Akum. So the question that the Chelkas Yaakov addresses is, how do we understand this sif? Do we understand this sif that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening? That there's a halacha. You're never allowed to buy an egg, only a whole egg that you could tell is a chicken egg from an akum. It makes no difference if there's a reason for concern or not. Or is the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, as weird as a reason to be concerned that the egg may not be kosher. So unless you see a whole egg with the simonim of a kosher egg. That's the only time you're allowed to buy the egg from the Akum. Otherwise, you may not buy the egg from the Akum. So the Chalkos Yaakov is very clear in stating his position that the Shulchan Aruch is not to be understood. The din in the Shulchan Aruch is not to be understood. That this is a gzeira. They were never allowed to buy eggs from an Akum under any circumstances. But rather, unless you can see it's an old chicken egg, the way to understand the Shulchan Aruch, he says, is that the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about a case, it's only in a place where there's a chashash. The third consideration the Chalkos Yaakov discusses is the Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Yud Zayin about leaving eggs overnight. And is this issue apply with these eggs that are cracked, sold liquid or dried? So he says that this Gemara about eggs that were left overnight is not necessarily applied to eggs. He gives different rayas. There are other atayrim, because one heter is that it's not applied when the egg has another ingredient in it, and typically they put some sort of a preservative in them. Another heter is it's not applicable when it went through processing, and here the liquid eggs were pasteurized, the dried eggs were dried, and therefore he takes a more lenient position. But he says the only time we could be lenient is in a place where the eggs are coming from countries where there are no non-kosher eggs sold. But if they come from places where there are non-kosher eggs also available, the halacha is that you can't buy that kind of dried egg. He also goes into a discussion if you could rely on testing, on lab testing, that will be able to prove that the egg that you got is a chicken egg. And so too is the opinion of the Shevet Alevi, Chelek Beis Simen Lamed, that he takes a lenient approach also regarding dry eggs. The Shaos Chuvis Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Beis Simen Samen Ches, is not as lenient as the Chalkos Yaakov and the Shevet Alevi. He says that only B'shas HaTchak can we be lenient to use such egg powder if the eggs are coming, if the factory is coming from a place where there are no non-kosher eggs available. And it also has to have some sort of government, preferably government verification that they're coming from a chicken egg. Otherwise, one should not be makel. And he says that even under those circumstances, it would be preferable, he says, to buy the eggs to have a mashgiach present during the processing of these eggs. And he also, regarding the shaila of the sakana, says that b'dieved we could be makel on this issue of sakana with eggs.